So when Mr. Bashan asked me to prepare a paper on the statute of limitations, I think it was before the House bill came out that explicitly allows lenders to rescind notices of acceleration and to stop the ticking of the statute of limitations. But I said, okay, well, what else am I going to add to it? And there's often debates on what caused the foreclosure crisis and what caused all these lawsuits to be cluttering the courthouses. So we did some research just to kind of look at, you know, what caused the foreclosure crisis and why there is just this huge amount of mortgage-related litigation. And this isn't coming from me, but it seems like there's a consensus that a number of things did, but two of them are that the subprime lending and then the securitization of mortgages, and particularly subprime mortgages and all A mortgages. Between 2006 and 2007, the share of loans that were seriously delinquent or beginning the foreclosure process reached their highest level since the 70s. And in 2008, these rates had more than doubled. And I think we all know what subprime lending is in Alt-A lending, so I won't get into that. But also the securitization process also contributed to this, because we bundled all these loans, sold them, and then the lenders who had originated these loans could go out and continue to originate the same type of risky loans. And so we had a huge, huge amount of risky loans in the marketplace. So not only that, but then we had the government, once all these loans started to become delinquent.